ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। द्वायमा अनुसोचन्ति द्वायमा अनुसोचन्ति बाला वसद अवग्रह बाला वसद अवग्रह यल्लोका शास्त्रोपनतम यल्लोकाशास्त्रोपनतम् नराति न तदिष्यति नराति न तदिष्यति द्वायमा अनुसोचन्ति बाला वसद अवग्रह यल्लोकाशास्त्रोपनतम् नराति न तदिष्यति। Ganandra Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Text Number 25, Dvayamavanu Sochanti, Bala Vasad Avagraha, Illoka Sastro Panatam, Naratina Tadishyati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the scriptures, and one who does not accept charity in that way are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. Such persons follow the path of the foolish. Surely they must lament at the end. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the scriptures, and one who does not accept charity in that way are considered to be in the mode of ignorance. Such persons follow the path of the foolish. Surely they must lament at the end. Purport. It is herein stated that one should strictly follow the scriptures if one actually wants an auspicious life. The same is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Yasyastra vidhi musrijya vartate kamakarata nasasiddhim avapnoti nasukanna parangatim. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor supreme destination. One who does not strictly follow the terms of the Vedic injunctions never attains success in life or happiness. And what to speak of going home back to Godhead? One Shastric injunction holds that a householder, Kshatriya, or an administrative head should not refuse to accept a woman if she voluntarily requests to become a wife. Since Kalakanya, the daughter of time, was deputed by Narada Muni to offer herself to Yavana Raja, the king of the Yavanas could not refuse her. All transactions must be performed in the light of the Shastric injunctions. The Shastric injunctions are confirmed by great sages like Narada Muni. As stated by Narottam Das Thakur, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vakya, Chitta, Ite, Kariya, Ekya. One should follow the principles of saintly persons, scriptures, and the spiritual master. In this way, one is sure to attain success in life. Kalakanya, the daughter of time, presented herself before the king of the Yavanas precisely in terms of sadhu, sastra, and guru. Thus, there was no reason for not accepting her. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swapadantakam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, the topic is about Kanyadan. Kanyadan means giving the daughter or a girl in charity to a qualified person who can protect her, who can provide for her, who can satisfy her, all according to shastras, according to dharma. Anything we do in life, it's not that some things, anything, whatever we are doing, we are given such elaborate instructions, like how grihastha should live, what are the duties of a wife, what are the duties of the husband. Like in Ramayana, you see all these things in their best. I was reading an article last night, searching for some material for the souvenir, and I came across an article like Bharat wants to offer himself to Ram, and Ram wants to give kingdom to Bharat, and Ram wants to give his life for satisfying his father. And Dasarath, he wants to give everything to Ram. Like Hanuman, he wants to do everything for his master. All relationships, a king, like Bharata, he could have given any punishment to Mandara, the wicked woman in the court of Kaikeyi, but because she, although did mischief, in the end she submitted. Once, however bad a person may be, but if he submits, then he has to be forgiven, so that he should not repeat it again. Like in Prabhupada also, there are two leaders, Brahmins and Kshatriyas, and they have to be very forgiving. The people who are advanced in Varna, their prime qualification is forgiveness, Shamagun. So, like Prabhupada, he tolerated, he was merciful, he was patient, he was forgiving. Then you could make so many devotees from Mleshyas and Avanas. Like us, if Prabhupada has said, this guy is good for nothing, these are all useless, then you will be one-man mission. You will not have any followers. A leader has to be very kind and compassionate. You should not condemn people for useless for life and like that. So, because he knows, a leader knows, that if Krishna wants, if God wants, anyone can improve. And God wants that everyone to improve. Otherwise, why Krishna is giving Bhagavad Gita? Follow this, do this. And he's saying, if you try your best, and I am going to help you more. God helps those who help themselves. You do your part of the job and then leave it to Krishna. Krishna sees how sincere you are, how hard-working you are, how serious, determined, then he can, and that's why everyone can improve, but two things, have you taken shelter of Krishna, number one, number two, have you tried your best? When we are explaining Vaishnava philosophy, we use three nyayas. Markata, Marjala, Nyaya, then Rajzu. Kupasanyaya. Rajzu Kupasanyaya means rope and well analogy, and then cat and kitten analogy, and monkey and baby monkey analogy. So this will explain how actually we should deal with God. Like, everything is in the hands of God, if you want, so I don't do anything. That kind of philosophy is called Marjalanyaya. The kitten just leaves everything to the cat. Just cry, meow, meow. And whatever the cat wants to do. So, is it like that? That we just leave everything to Krishna. Krishna, no, you are God. Anything will happen just according to your... So, I have nothing to do. Please do whatever you want. Krishna wants to know, what do you want? Krishna wants to know how much you are trying to do for what you want. What is your goal and how much you are putting in effort, and then you leave it to God. But not that I don't know whether I have to become a doctor or engineer. It is up to Krishna. It is up to Krishna. Anyway, I took admission in engineering college. It's up to Krishna. What will happen next? No. That's not our Vaishnava philosophy. Is that right? Pratapudra. And then the second proposition is Markatanyaya. Markatanyaya means I will do everything even if God wants. He is not going to throw from the sky. He has to do it through somebody. They say, you know, like, just God will do and you remain lazy. You have to do it by saying, God, God, what will happen? So like the baby monkey, it has to hold on to the belly of the mother monkey, and as long as it holds on the mother monkey, it will stay safe. If you leave it, suddenly from the tree, it will fall on the ground, breaking its head. And the whole onus, the whole risk is on the baby monkey. Mother will be just jumping here and there going, but baby has to do her job. If he doesn't, the baby's life is at risk. So similarly, devotees, what is the use of these prayers and depending on God, you have to do, so work hard, do more. This is the philosophy of modern times. This bringing God into the picture, it is making people lazy. It is making people pass the buck to God, up to God. So our philosophy is neither monkey philosophy nor cat philosophy. Our philosophy is Kupasta Raju Nyaya. What is this? One man fell down in the well and it is all mossy. Means the man wants to come out, but there are no steps. And then he tries to climb, but because it is all mossy, means it is like so he is not having any grip, is falling down. So there is no hope. A person who has fallen in a deep well where there are no steps, he has to just die. That is the position of all living entities in this material world. Prahlad Maharaj actually says, Gruhamanda Kupam. Anyone who is living in the bodily concept, man, woman, wife, husband, then completely gone case, because that is not life. It says, Gruhamanda Kupam. I am man, I need a wife, and I am a father, I have to take care of my children. I have to work hard. No dependence, no reference to God. That is called Gruham Andakupam. So all of us who are in this world, we are all conditioned to this body. You know, so we are all conditioned souls. So conditioned souls, in another way, it can be explained that bound up, Baddha Jeevan, bound up. No? If Pratap Rudra is bound up with ropes all over, and then, come Pratap Rudra, let's go, what he will do? He cannot stand up, he cannot release his ropes. It is like making fun of him. You bind a person head to toe with rope and ask him, come on, walk, come on, jump. What he will do? That means making fun of him. No? So we are all like that. But you may say, no ropes, I am moving all right. My hands are up, my legs are going back and forth. But this is not movement. No. Because the mind is in bondage. So our movements are also in bondage. Just like in a locked room, there is a prisoner. And he is shameless to say, oh, I am free, so I am walking in the room. But what is this walking in the room? If you are free, come out of the room, go into the fields, go wherever you like, that you cannot do. So we are also, because of our false ego, we say, oh, I am free, I am free. But we are not free. You know? Some living entities, they swim in the water, we cannot swim, we will die if you stay in water for long. Birds are flying in the sky. If you can fly like birds, you can escape any accident. Some truck is coming, you just fly. But because we cannot fly, immediately there is an accident. This is called, we are conditioned to this body. Whatever the body is, we cannot go beyond it. Like our behavior, under the influence of three modes of material nature, we may pose to be anybody, but we are actually a captive. We are conditioned. So, we are talking about a man having fallen into a well, and by his efforts, he cannot climb up the well. It's a deep well, and he is slipping, and he cannot come, finish. And that's water. He will die. So all of us, we have not accepted someone who is not free, someone who is liberated from someone who has overcome the influence of three modes of material nature. Mind. Mind is three modes of material nature, and we have to overcome the mind. Then you are free. Like devotees are also working, and karmis, the conditioned souls are also working. But conditioned souls working is like going round and round. You know, sometimes in Singapore, there's a big amusement park, big ferry wheel, merry-go-round. Mela mein bachchon ko manoranjan dene ke liye. So children become very happy, but actually they did not move from the place one step also. Because it is going around this way or that way, but they are in the same place, in the same seat. So similarly, we are apparently, it looks like we are doing so many things, walking around, but you cannot get out of this world. You cannot get out of cycle of birth and death because you are entangled. So you are struggling, that is there. But struggling doesn't mean that you have become free. Like, take admission in medical college. I am studying. But when you pass out and come, then you can say, I am a medical graduate. I am studying, that doesn't make you a doctor. No? So, a person who has fallen in a well, he cannot come out by his own efforts. And then somebody will come to rescue him. He will bring a big rope, and he will put the rope inside. Help, no? So help is coming in the form of rope. And the man says, kindly pull me up. No, you have to hold the rope. If you leave the rope and pull me up, how can you come? You have to do some job, hold the rope, and the other job will be done up. And if you don't hold the rope, then putting the rope inside the well is also useless, because just rope in the well is very helpful, but you have to hold it, and then you can climb up, or you can be pulled up. So our Vaishnava Siddhanta is Rajya Kupastha Nyaya, means you have to do your job, then God will do his job. Everything God will not do, and everything you will not be able to do. It's both ways. whenever during Kartik month, whenever you explain the Damodar Leela, we tell the same thing. Yashoda Mata, she was trying to catch Krishna. No one can catch God, including Yashoda Mai. Only when Krishna wants to be captured, if Yashoda Mata can capture Krishna, why should she be running around for so much time? She cannot. But when Krishna wants to be Gopal, and Gopal wants to be captured, if he is willing to be captured, then Yashoda Mata can catch. So we cannot say Yashoda Mata can catch Krishna by herself. Not possible. So in Damodar Leela we explain with Vatsalya Bhav, with maternal affection, Yashoda was running around. My son Gopal has done some mischief. If I don't punish him, he will become more naughty. So I should fear him. I should take a cane. I should threaten him so that he will not do this kind of mischief, breaking pots, spoiling the whole yogurt and butter. So Yashoda Mata tried her best, but she has a hefty body. She is an elderly lady, and she thought Gopal is a small kid. Her gait is very small, and I can put a big foot and catch him, although elderly and obese. So, but it did not happen. Krishna looks like very small steps. Still, you cannot catch. So, Yashoda Mata, she became tired, sweating, and her hair became disheveled, and the flowers from her plate, they fell on the ground, and everybody was watching this fun. She's unable to catch small Gopal. So everybody was having fun. All neighbors were having fun. What is this going on? She cannot catch her small kid. And Yashoda Mata was embarrassed, and she was hurt. Why I am not able to catch Gopal? She is determined, but so she has exerted her best. And now Gopal thought, yes, my mother tried all her best. I don't want to put my mother to embarrassment. I don't want to put my mother to defeat, because Krishna wants his devotees to be victorious. So nobody can defeat God. Ajita. Krishna is called Ajita. But with spontaneous love, Krishna agrees to become subordinate to his devotees. And the same Damodar Leela, now Krishna allowed himself to be bound, and now she has to tie him, because Yashoda Mata has to do so many household chores, works. She cannot just keep on sitting with Gopal, not because she has to do so many things for Gopal. She has to wash the clothes of Gopal. She has to cook breakfast for Gopal. She has to make butter for Gopal. She has to clean the room for Gopal. She has to do so many things. And she wants to do herself, because she has a vision. How does she want to keep her child? When Guru is coming, the disciples are there, and the disciple knows, because he is a Vaishnava, how to please Vaishnava. What a worker will know, what a servant will know. But how to serve a guru, the devotees will know, because he is in the process of bhakti. So Krishna will guide the disciples. So next step, Yashoda Mata wants to do so many things to keep things ready for Gopal. No, this time, so she has to get everything ready. She wants to do it herself. So she thought of a plan to tie Gopal to a mortar, wooden mortar. And she immediately found some rope, and Gopal had a very small waist, he's a small child. But when she used the rope was falling short of two fingers. And she became confused. What is this? It's a big rope, but short of tying Gopal. So she brought another, second, third, fourth. She was puzzled. What is happening? No more ropes in sight. Whatever she was able to see, she tied one after the other, but she could not. Then she became puzzled. So Krishna did not want bewilderment of his mother. So he agreed, now let me give rest to my mother. So then immediately the rope was enough. Not only enough to tie the waist, but it was enough rope to tie the wooden mortar also. So what we learn from these two examples is that we have to try our best and then leave it to Krishna. You have to try your best, but you have to say, if Krishna wants, I will try my best. But if Krishna wants, it will happen. But if Krishna doesn't want, I will not succeed. So here, anything we do in life, yasyastra vidhi musrija vartate kamakarata nasa siddhi mavapnoti nasukam na parangatim. By your efforts, you will be a total failure. By your efforts, you will not become happy. By your efforts, you cannot become free from cycle of birth and death. Then, what should we do? Sit idle? No. You have to follow the scripture. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Because we are in Kali Yuga, in the name of Shastra, some bogus translation. So, I think I am following Bhagavad Gita, but you should not follow Mayavadi translation. No. So, whether this translation is correct or not, you have to check with Sadhu and Guru. Sometimes your Guru may be bogus, he is a Mayavadi. Then you have to read Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is saying, you become my devotee, why my bogus Guru Maharaj is saying, I am God, you serve me. That means there is difference between Shastra and Guru. If there is difference between Shastra and Guru, you should reject Guru. Generally, we are supposed to follow Guru completely, provided the Guru represents Sadhu and Shastra. Not that for a whimsical Guru you spoil your life by becoming dedicated to him. You have to be dedicated, but to a qualified person. So whenever you read some book like Bhagavad Gita, whether it is proper translation or not, you have to check with Guru Maharaj, you have to check with previous authorities, they are called Sadhu. What did Ramanujacharya say? What did Madhvacharya say? What did Pandavas do? What did Prahlad did? What did Vyasadev opined? No? Like that. So anything, it's like the test of triad, so that you don't get cheated. The cheating is the norm of the day. If you are a little careless, immediately you will be cheated. So devotees has to be, from his side, he has to be on guard. And the guru will guide, and then the sadhus are there. The example relies on the. So it is not that blindly we submit to the guru. Guru will tell you do this and that. You should have knowledge of the shastra. Otherwise you may be simply cheated. If you don't have knowledge of scriptures, my Guru Maharaj said, my Guru Maharaj said, so you go and ditch your life. So everything has to go on simultaneously. We should be knowing the lives of great devotees in the past. You should have good knowledge of the scriptures. And you should follow your guru. Yes, what you said is right. Because according to Bhagavad Gita and Sadhu, like that. This is called checks and balances. So that is the point made here in this sloka, that this Kalakanya offered herself to Yavan Raj. Yavan Raj already had some wives. But if a woman voluntarily comes to a Kshatriya, actually, like in a Krishna book, this Bhaumasur. Bhaumasur, he has taken in captive 16,100 princes. No. That means they are already touched and they were taken to the private quarters of this Bhaumasur king, demon. And then Krishna delivered all of them. He said, you go back, live your own lives. Because if a woman is accepted by someone or defiled by someone, she should not be married by any other man. That is the Vedic custom. So Krishna said, you live your life according to your choice. I have liberated you from the cruel hands of this demon. And they said, kindly, where we will go? Nobody will accept us because we are with Bhaumasur for so long. Which gentleman will accept us? So kindly, you accept. So Krishna immediately accepted all of them. Because Krishna can purify anyone and everyone. And Krishna being a qualified Kshatriya, so he said, if the woman voluntarily, they are saying that word. So this is the, so anything, that's a, whenever you have doubts, you should search scriptures. What decision we have to take. Whenever your doubts, approach spiritual master and ask him to explain what is the right thing to do. Whenever your doubts about the dealings of the spiritual master, you have to look into the lives of the great sadhus in the past. How did they behave? How did they do things? And then like that, so that you don't get deviated. You don't get ruined in life. But it said, तस्मात् शास्त्रं प्रमाणं ते कार्या कार्या व्यवस्थितो स्यात्वा ज्ञात्वा प्रदानोक्ता कर्म कर्तु मे अर्हसि. सो एनी थॉट्स दैट कम टू योर माइंड, एनी स्पीच वी डू, एनी बिहेवियर, एनी एक्टिविटीज वी डू, वी शुड ऑलवेज चेक, एम आई राइट अकॉर्डिंग टू साधु शास्त्र एंड गुरु. Our thoughts were to, if they are not, then it is a sinful thought. Then you have to correct it by chanting Hare Krishna. This my dirty thoughts are not authorized by scriptures. So I become victim for punishment. So I should not put my thoughts into action. But I have to remove these thoughts from my mind by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.